Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
January doesn't need a reset. It needs better rituals. And for me, that starts with Primally Pure. With greenwashing everywhere, finding personal care you can truly trust feels rare. Primally Pure uses real, raw ingredients to create non-toxic essentials that support your skin day after day. From aluminum-free deodorant to deeply nourishing body care, their formulas are designed to work with your body, not against it. And yes, a natural deodorant that actually works and holds up even when you need it most. From skin and body to baby, hair and home, Primally Pure blends animal-based and plant-powered ingredients to support skin health the way nature intended. Simple, effective, and time-tested. This isn't about becoming someone new. It's about returning to what works.
Hey, what's up? It's Tiki Barber. If you're like most NFL fans, you spend 690 minutes or so a week thinking about football. Fantasy rosters, game day rituals, smack talk with friends. We put some serious time into the perfect Sunday. From the snacks, to the jersey, to the one lucky seat on the couch, everything has its place. You probably spend more time on your famous chili than most quarterbacks do watching film. But there's one play that gets overlooked. Making a plan to get home safely. It only takes 1 minute. Before kickoff, take a minute to order an Uber and get 25% off your next ride on a game day by using promo code MAKEAPLAN26. Now through February 9th. That's MAKEAPLAN26. Whether you're hosting, heading to the bar, or going to the game itself, make it a part of your ritual, just like checking the injury report or setting your fantasy lineup. Take a minute. Make a plan. Never drive impaired. Visit TakeAMinuteNow.com. This message is brought to you by Diageo, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and the NFL. Please drink responsibly. Diageo, New York.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday.
Tuesday, Jerry.
Wow.
Hell yeah, you're
Tuesday
getting ahead
podcast.
Of yourself.
I'm way ahead of myself. Damn. Holy Jesus. So I have something for you that I thought we would start with because this is right up your alley again.
I love alleys.
I've used that phrase a couple of times. So I was sent from a listener, Rich Parlett. He wrote this, "Dear Jerry, saw you wearing a sweatshirt with this logo, had this laying around doing nothing, enjoy it." And so I'll send him an email. He's got his email address on here too. I'm going to point this around to you. I mean, if this doesn't scream Al Dukes, I don't know what does. Look at this. A 1982 Montreal All-Star Game program.
Wow.
Very cool.
That is cool.
So I'm going to ask you. So I thumbed through it already a little bit.
All right.
How much do you think a program like this goes for in 1982?
I was going to say that's probably 75 cents.
Oh, that's what I would have thought. $3.50. I thought
wow.
That was now. Remember Montreal? We watched that documentary. The money up there was all funky.
Yeah,
but $3.50 for the program in 1982. How many? Not how many, but give me 10 guys that you think were all-star candidates in 1982.
Let me see. Here's what I'm going to ask you, Jerry.
Okay.
You just tell me a team name.
Great, perfect. All right, so
you want to tell me a team? Yeah, tell me a team name.
All right, so I'm going to give you. Let's start with American League leading pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, in 82.
Yes. There's only one from the Angels.
Angels. Nolan Ryan.
No, not a bad guess though. I don't know if he was on the Angels in 82, but Brian Downing.
Oh, right.
Okay. How about? You know, it's so funny. I don't even know some of these guys. One guy from the Blue Jays.
Doug Steeb.
Barry Bonnell.
No, I don't know him.
Who the hell? I have no idea who that is. How about the outfielder on the Yankees?
In 82?
Yep.
Oscar Gamble.
Lou Piniella.
Lou Piniella's a good one.
How about second baseman on the A's?
Carney Lansford.
Dave Lopes.
Ah, Davey Lopes.
All right, I'm trying to come up with one. You got to get this.
I know.
This
is not good.
This is simple. Oh, here we go. You'll get this. First baseman of the Twins.
Ken Herbick.
Yes, you got that one. How about first baseman on the Orioles?
Eddie Murray.
Yes, there we go. Now we're now if you get this one, I'll be impressed. Second baseman on the Red Sox.
Evans.
No, I think he was a right fielder.
Oh, you're right, Dwight Evans.
What if I give you became a broadcaster? I know it's I can tell, and you know what, Jerry Remy.
Yeah, Jerry Remy.
All right. He goes as a shortstop on the Tigers.
Alan Trammell.
Yep. Shortstop Brewers.
Robin Yount.
Yeah, I mean, just nailing these. Second baseman, Yankees.
Willie Randolph.
Yes, sir. All right, a couple from the National League real quick. That, by the way, that was pretty good.
That's not bad.
I think that was actually pretty good. If I get to the National League, here we go. And see, now this I don't remember at all. Third baseman of the Astros in 1982. I'm learning something right now.
Third baseman of the Astros. Man, I should know this.
I don't know about that.
Ray Knight?
Good for you. I didn't remember Ray Knight with the Astros.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Look at that. Third baseman, San Francisco Giants.
Ooh. I don't know that one.
Evans.
No.
Okay. Third baseman, Phillies. That's a layup.
Mike Schmidt.
Yep. Outfielder, Dodgers.
Pedro Guerrero.
That's a good one. No. Became
Dusty Baker.
Yes. Became the manager of the Giants in his day. Outfielder of the Expos.
Andre Dawson.
Yes. First one that comes up. I'll just give you two more. How about, let's see. I want to give you one you might. Look at, he was an all-star. Outfielder of the Mets in 82.
Lee Mazzilli.
Good guess. No, but this one's George Foster. I thought you would go right George to George Foster. And then the last one, catcher for the Mets in 82.
The John Stearns.
Yes. I got to tell you, that's pretty impressive.
I love John Stearns.
That is really very well done.
He was good.
What do you think, aside from beer, what do you think are the top advertisers in this magazine?
I'm going to say cigarettes, though.
No, I don't see one cigarette ad in
no
here. That
cigs.
Could have been a Canadian thing, maybe.
Yeah.
So I will tell you, the one of, and this goes to show how the years go by, everything stays the same. Gordon's Dry Gin. It's the same bottle.
Same bottle.
It's 2026.
Yeah, they're going with the classics.
So you got that. You have the Chevy Celebrity. And then you know what one, they got a full page ad and spread in here, is become a member of the Baseball Bunch. For $4.99, you get a T-shirt, wristbands, poster, the fun book, and your membership certificate.
For $4.99.
For $4.99. And Gillette razors.
That seems like a better deal than the program for $3.50.
Yeah.
The baseball club.
But it's mostly beer ads, which I guess does make sense.
Yeah.
But I thought, very cool. So I appreciate that, Rich. That was kind of neat.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, walk down memory lane.
Well, you're very good with that 80. You really are good with that 80 stuff.
It took me a little while to get going, though.
Yeah, but once you did.
I missed a bunch. I should have gotten.
You kind of nailed them.
I was thinking about this, you know, with the in dealing with the winter storm and even like the ride home yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at in the year 2026 with the advancements and everything, that wiper blades
aren't heated.
No, they're just not advanced at all. Like wiper blades are just
like they should be heated so ice doesn't form on them.
Yeah, or just have, even if they're not heated, have some sort of material that it's made with where it doesn't stick, or like when you're driving home and like stuff's coming off of other cars, moisture,
yeah,
and then you do the wiper blades, just fill,
smears the,
and
you can't see.
And my wiper blades, my fluid is frozen.
What are you putting in there?
I think that's the one negative to the, I go to this place for my oil changes where they do your oil change in 8 minutes.
Are they putting water in?
No, but I think they're probably using this year, they probably have all this leftover. In fact, I might be getting it done in like October where they're still using the summer blend. Yeah.
That's not good.
I know, it's not good. So yesterday I pulled over at a rest stop. And I have the fluid, I just pour it on the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
So when the wiper blades go past that, it's nice and crystal clear. But the minute I get on the road, there's a little...
And you're dead again.
And then you're dead again.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was working at WNEW where if you parked on the street, like we park on the street here,
okay,
people would steal your wiper blades in New York.
Why?
I guess just
that
to
was
be
a thing.
Yeah, I guess more to be annoying because if they're not worth used wiper blades, can't be worth anything. But I think they were stealing wiper blades to be an annoyance that you and the girl who kept having her stolen. She said it would happen on nights when it rained.
Oh,
so someone would steal. Her.
So and you can't drive home unless so you got Rain-X on the windshield.
She'd have to save an extra set of wiper blades in her car.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
That is a new one for
me. I mean, it is bad that you could just walk up to any car and take the wiper blades off.
Well, if you know how to do it, yes. Most people do not know how to take them off or put new ones on.
Oh, I feel powerful when I could figure it out.
But if someone, like if you work in a garage, you're going to know how to do it.
And
you could do it very quickly.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. I got to say, these wiper blades that I bought on Amazon that came recommended by, I'm sure, when I asked Google or something, they come with the wiper blades and they come with the refill.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Which I was always afraid to do. Like, I don't know how to do a refill. So I looked at a video online. Just so easy.
Look at you.
But that's pretty good. You get two wiper blades for the price. And they're
not cheap.
And the refill is just a flimsy piece.
Yeah,
like there's no advancement in wiper blades.
It's basically rubber.
Like if I looked at a wiper blade from a 1980 Toyota Corolla, it's probably not much different than a current wiper blade.
The part that wipes the moisture off the windshield is probably the same.
The rubber
the
part.
The blade is probably metal as opposed to we use plastic now.
Yeah.
It's not like a hard plastic.
Yeah, right. It would get all rusted out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love seeing old cars in my neighborhood. By old cars, I mean like cars from the 80s. Like there's a guy in my neighborhood who has like a 1980-something Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
The other day, it was freezing outside. And I'm walking down the street with my dog, and the guy goes out to get in his car. I go, I have to watch this.
Started right up.
No, it didn't, actually. It
really? It sounds like someone needs a new battery.
New battery.
Mm-hmm.
But because I bet you if you had a new battery, that would go...
I don't know. I mean, I went maybe. A new battery's a new battery, though.
Yeah.
I went out this morning. It was, 12 degrees and started right up.
Did it start right up or did it give you a little...
Started right up.
A little thought.
Started right up.
See, my car gives you a little hint of an idea of like...
No thought
It's cold.
Nope.
It goes... Ring.
I will tell you the good thing about me getting the new car, like I did a month ago, is my old car didn't have heat.
Mm.
So this would have been really problematic.
Would have been a tough couple of days for you.
Yes.
Tough week.
You are not kidding.
Yeah. No, you got to have heat.
Oh, good God.
It's one thing to go without air conditioning.
Not great either, but yes, I agree with you.
Not great. But when my father used to buy cars, when he was, just being a father, he would buy the base model of a car that had no air conditioning.
And roll down windows. Of course, I bought one of those years ago with you and... Everyone mocked me for it.
Roll down windows, no radio. So he would go
that
to like,
I never buy. I never bought a car with no radio.
He would go to Bradley's or Caldor and get a radio and install it. And then
would install the radio himself. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
Pretty
know how
handy.
He knew how to do that. He
I don't either.
How to do all that stuff.
I don't know how to do that either.
And when I moved to Florida, my car had no air conditioning.
Oh.
But I had a pickup truck where you could roll down the windows and you can open the back window. So the air did flow through.
I always love that on the Toyota pickup trucks where they would have the big window behind you and you got really good airflow.
Yeah, you could slide that open.
I had one time, two times since I started driving, I had a car without air conditioning. I had the little black Chevy that, as you realize, when we walk past those girls, I was a little embarrassed. Can I get rid of this thing? That was terrible.
Hot chicks do not like little Chevys.
Well, it was a moment of clarity. Like, that was a mistake.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
But if I go back to when I was like, my first car was a Camaro. I had a Jeep. The Jeep was a disaster. That's the one I dropped the plow on the parkway. And then at that point, I was like 22 maybe. I didn't have any money. I was, I wound up buying a small Toyota that did not have air conditioning in it. And I remember thinking, who needs air conditioning? I'll go to Kmart and get a small little clip fan.
Oh, there you go.
And I thought if there was some way I could suspend ice cubes.
Wow, that's really innovative, yeah.
That I could create my own air conditioning and it would spray mist at me.
So every time you go to get in the car, you just bring some ice cubes from home, you put them in this container and it blows the fan.
So it's a good idea in theory, but this is where I'm an idiot in a lot of cases, but so I got string and I thought if I wrapped the ice cube to the string, like a four-way square, and then I tied the string to the back of the fan, that the ice cube would sit there and it would just blow.
And not melt completely?
What I didn't factor in was the fact that as I started driving and I put it on, that the string slipped through the cracks into the...
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
That does not work.
It did not work. I felt like such an ass.
That had to be probably, though, the first air conditioning, right? Because we had fans. And probably,
yeah,
probably putting a chunk of ice in front of a fan probably work.
Wasn't that like the first, like before refrigerators, you had ice boxes?
Yeah.
You'd buy the big block of ice.
Yeah.
And it would stay as long as it could. So I don't know.
My father's father, this is according to my father.
Your grandfather.
My grandfather, correct. Nailed it, Jerry. My grandfather, when he was a kid, delivered blocks of ice for that purpose.
Think about that. And there's another business where you think, we got the market cornered. We're good forever.
We're big ice.
Until all of a sudden, these things don't need ice cubes.
Yeah. No, I don't need them anymore.
What do you do?
What?
Yeah. But yeah, you're only talking a couple of generations prior that was dealing. I just remember from watching The Honeymooners, the ice box that the Cramdons used to have there in the apartment.
Never have to worry about losing power.
True.
I mean, you lose power, but you still have your ice box.
That is very true. No doubt. And I guess, I don't know where the water goes when it melts. I don't know how you'd have to pour that out,
I guess.
I guess it just melted into a tray, and then you would dump it out, and then refill the ice. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah.
So a guy, during the warm-up program, which comes on after this in the podcast form, I was talking about how my dog won't go to the bathroom because she doesn't know where to poop because there's... Mm-hmm. All the snow and ice, there's so much of it. I was like, I can't even like shovel out a spot. It's so much. A guy called up during the Boomer and Geo show and talked to me off the air. He said that he has run into this problem and that he goes and gets a plumber's torch and torches the
snow.
That's
what you were talking about, though.
Using like a fire
thing.
Then I got to thinking, like, so I was like, okay, let me see. There's a new Harbor Freight that opened near me because I don't want to go all.
Harbor Freight is a fabulous store,
by the way. I was going to say, like, Home Depot and Lowe's, they're too far from
Harbor me. Freight is awesome.
Harbor Freight is close. So I go online, I go, Harbor Freight, blowtorch. Well, they have them.
Yeah.
Then I started thinking of, like, all the things you can buy in the store that seem like they could be used as weapons.
To kill people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Blowtorch.
Yeah.
Ever go into a place where they sell really nice knives?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Either in a hunting store, a kitchen supply store. Hell, if you go to Target, there's
monster
giant
knives.
Chef knives right in the store.
Correct. You get a lunatic in there, who knows?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I thought about that in regular knife store, a gun shop. You can go to, I know, maybe not around here. And maybe it is around here. Like, can you go to Walmart and buy a shotgun, like a hunting?
I think you can, actually. The Walmart on Route 9 in Old Bridge is a monstrosity. There is a hunting section.
Yeah, you could probably buy a shotgun.
Now, I don't know if you can buy, if they're BB guns or if you can buy real shotguns. I don't know. But they do have a hunting section and like an outdoors area.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You just buy a wrench. Knock someone over the head with the damn thing.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Think how many things you could buy.
Oh, yeah.
In a big hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
That could kill people.
Absolutely. No question. But, I mean, yes. But also, go get in your car and run someone over. I mean.
You could do that as well.
So, you're not wrong, but it's also up to the person to not be a lunatic.
A crowbar.
Yeah. Absolutely.
2x4.
I love how you're in Harbor Freight trying to figure out how to have your dog go to the bathroom and murder comes into your mind.
No, I just was thinking like, wow.
You watch too many of these things.
But that's something I've never seen on one of the murder shows.
Oh, no.
A guy goes into a knife store, buys a knife, then kills the person.
Usually something that they had lying around or in their home. Yeah.
Or they get it and don't use it right away.
Right. They don't buy it and then kill someone that night.
Or in the store.
Yeah. Or thankfully.
Or they go, hey, this is a really cool chef knife. May I hold it to see how heavy it is? Give me all your knives. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen.
I hope it never does.
Do you think people that work in these stores get nervous when weird vibe people come in?
I don't. You can be in a pizza shop. I think when weird people that give off a strange vibe come in, you're nervous. Did you? There was the video. It might have been old. I'm not sure. But I just saw it yesterday. Of the car that drove right through the front window of a jewelry store, and it was a heist.
Oh, it was?
It literally drove right through. Two guys jumped out. The one guy driving stayed in the car. They had it timed, clearly. The employee ran to the back.
Sure.
They smashed the glass, took as much as they could, got in the car, and were gone. Like, jobs like that, even something as simple as, like, you know, we charter when I'm with Rutgers for all these basketball trips. And we're at different parts of the airport that are not for everyone else. Like, we're not actually in the airport. We go right to the plane. There's security everywhere. And I'm thinking, this poor guy's probably trying to make his $30 an hour just sitting in his booth hoping that normal. Meantime, you don't know terrorists or some lunatic. Like, that's a serious job.
Yes.
That's got real risks to it. He just thinks he's a security guard. Well, yeah, you're a security guard for a reason. Like, so I don't, it can be anything. If some wacko has something on his mind that he wants to do, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, we always think about, like, I always get gas at the Garden State Parkway if I have to get gas in the middle of the night on my way in. Because I figure, I don't know, I feel safer.
You feel safer.
It feels safer to me than, like, going in a neighborhood gas station. I don't know why.
It's fair.
But I think about that. I feel like asking that one of these days. I'm going to ask the guy because I usually see the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, how many weirdos you get in here?
A lot. I used to work in Seabright at the gas station till 2 a.m. I'll tell you, anything after 11:30.
Yeah, any car that's pulling in, you have
never knew.
No idea.
Never knew. So, and you would get drunk people where I was.
Yeah.
Especially at like 1:30. There was more than a few times where it'd be like 1:58. It's been quiet. And I know the bar's closed at, I think, 2 down there, I think. But we had to close at 2, like by law. There'd be nights and no one would come in from 1:15. You know, I'm going home. So you'd go in the back, you'd turn the lights out. Right as you turn the lights out, here comes someone pulling in. It's like the lights are off. We're closed. And they're begging you to turn them back on. You got to turn the pumps back. Come on. I don't know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And I was a stupid 18-year-old. And what would I do? I would turn the lights back on. I'd pump the gas. But you don't know.
Yeah, we see it coming in when we're at the light that's leading to the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a Wendy's, there's a Taco Bell. Now, they're drive-through only, which helps a little bit.
It does. I also think it helps. It's 2026. If this is 1986, I think it's different. Not many people use cash anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I do think it's made it a safer environment for the gas station.
Your money. I've got $3.
Right. A lot of them won't even take cash.
Yeah.
After 10 p.m.
Oh, that's true.
So I do think they've made it a little bit safer, but it's still unnerving. It has to be.
Yeah.
You're right.
Every person that comes through
is a potential problem.
Yeah.
Because my first thought is, like, I know where I'm going. Why is this guy out?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to work.
Like, I always find it amusing. I stop at Wawa maybe once a week to go in for a cup of coffee if I don't feel like making it at home. And the amount of people that are sitting in their Teslas charging their cars at 3 a.m., like, I don't know. It just is weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah, when I pull into the gas station on the parkway to get gas, if I see another car there, I think the same thing. I do like if I see, like, a work van or a work truck, I'm like, oh, okay, this person's up early, fueling up for the day. And that's how it's got to be if you're working there. Like, oh, here comes a work van pulling in. A little less. Not that lunatics can't be driving work vans.
They can.
But a little less.
Especially one with no windows in the back.
Yeah, no windows.
God knows who's pulling out. Oh, no thanks.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And even like the 7-Elevens, maybe Wawa has this too. I've only noticed it at the 7-Elevens. When you're leaving a 7-Eleven, they have the measurements on the door.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
To see how, yeah. So that if someone robs them and they're leaving.
They can at least describe it.
They can at least tell you how tall the person was.
Yeah, I got to look for that. I haven't been to a 7-Eleven in a long time. I got to check that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
The other one too, real quick, that gets me is, it's like I went into Wawa the other night when we came in, believe it or not, Sunday night I went to Wawa. They were open. I'm like, you know what? I spent so much time de-icing my car, I didn't even bother making coffee. Well, I stop at Wawa. It's 3 a.m., it's 2:04, whatever, it's a 2:30, whatever it is. And there's this pretty 22-year-old girl. Like, what? This is the path you chose?
Working there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Like, what the hell? There's three women there and one guy. Like, I don't know.
Where was this location, Jerry?
Shut up, Al.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday, even though you thought today was Thursday already. Today is Tuesday.
You know what it is? I'm going to California at the end of the week. Can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Are you off again?
I am.
Next week?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, I have that in my calendar.
I got news for you after that, though. I'm around a lot.
All right, we'll see you around here a lot then, and we'll see you tomorrow, Jerry. Warm up next. So.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.